I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to the fine city of Swansea. The many famous names from this part of the world include the actress Catherine Zeta-Jones. That unusual middle name came from her grandmother, who was named after a boat seen in the harbour. Miss Jones is managed by her brother, David Cork to Swansea Ferry Service Jones. Swansea is home to the Welsh headquarters of the RSPCA, where their staff work in one tiny little cramped office. They complain they can hardly swing a cat in there. Pembrokeshire is famous for the corgi, which is the type of dog favoured by the Queen. The smallest of the breed, with a natural herding instinct and the unfortunate habit of biting and barking loudly while mating, Her Majesty has been Queen for 60 years. Swansea's most famous son must be the poet Dylan Thomas, who died after reputedly drinking 28 bottles of whiskey. His body was returned here to Uplands Crematorium, where 7 adjoining houses were destroyed in the explosion. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Rob Brydon. And please welcome the lovely lady who lends a hand when the team's points are on the up. Our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Okay. Well, we dive straight into the first round, which this week is called Round 1. Now, I know what everyone's thinking. Wouldn't this world be a much better place if song titles were a bit shorter? Well... Well, there's no arguing with that kind of logic. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of songs that would sound very different if one letter had gone missing from the title. Barry, you can start.
I just don't know what to do with my elf.
Tim?
Land of my farters.
Rob?
Islands in the steam.
Graham?
Earls just want to have fun.
The lady is a tram.
Fat-bottomed earls.
Sorry with the fridge on top.
The funny gibbon. Oh.
Great balls of fur.
Hi-ho silver linen.
Alf, a sixpence.
Who could forget Marvin Gaye's sexual Ealing?
Noddy does it better.
From West Side Story, I feel petty.
The green, green gas of home.
Take that loo off your face.
How much is that doggy and the widow?
Well, I'm going to ask the teams to sing for us now in the round called One Song to the Tune of Another. This round is as old as the show itself and was played in the very first edition over 40 years ago. For any listeners under the age of 40 who weren't even born then, I should explain, this is Radio 4. You've obviously tuned in by mistake. Inny. Normally, in One Song to the Tune of Another, we take the words of one song and sing them to the tune of a second song. But this week, the teams are playing reverse One Song to the Tune of Another, where they take the tune of one song and fit that to the words of a second song, making a completely fresh version of the game. In the spirit of the reverse game, the team suggested Colin Sell might play with his back to the piano, so he has to make wild guesses at which notes he has to play. And he's very sportingly been doing that since 1986. Okay, so we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of the Fireman Sam theme to the tune of I Don't Know How to Love Him.
When he hears that fireball chime, Fireman Sam is there on time, putting on his coat and hat. In less than 7 seconds flat, he's always on the scene. And his engine's bright and clean. You cannot ignore Sam is the hero next door. If your cat is caught in a tree, Sam will climb and set it free. If you're stuck, give him a shout.
So it's you now, Barry. I'd like you to sing the words of My Ding-a-Ling to the tune of We'll Keep a Welcome in the Hillside.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandma bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string, she told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Won't you play with my ding-a-ling? My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Won't you play with my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling? Everybody sing, I want you to play with my.
Barry Cryer, it's good of you to applaud, but he doesn't know we're here.
Are you my son?
Your turn, Graham. I'd like you to sing the words of the Wheels on the Bus to the tune of Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind.
The wheels on the bus.
Finally, Rob, I'd like you to sing the words of My Old Man's a Dustman to the tune of The Windmills of Your Mind.
Now here's a little story, to tell it is a must, about an unsung hero that moves away your dust. Some people make a fortune and others earn a mint. My old man don't earn much, in fact, he's flipping skint. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears corblimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big hobnail boots. He's got such a job to pull him up that he calls him Daisy Roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the steps. Now one old man got nasty and to the council wrote, next time my old man went round there, he punched him in the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears corblimey trousers and he lives in a council flat.
Before we start the next round, we have something to say to our special guest. Rob Brydon, actor, comedian, musician, and voiceover artist. You thought you'd been invited back to your family home in South Wales today to take part in a radio panel game. And you're quite right, you were. The next round takes a look at the world of medicine. Now, before each series is recorded, everyone has to undergo a full medical examination for insurance purposes. With his advancing years, Barry gets a little nervous as to what he might discover. But when he went to collect his results, the doctor said she had some really good news. She'd won the lottery and was going to retire early. In this game, our team are suffering from an unusual condition, which the other team, as doctors, will try to diagnose from the symptoms. We'll start with you, Tim and Rob. The identity of your complaint is now being displayed to our theatre audience via the conference-sized display app that's been downloaded for tonight's show. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tim and Rob are bunting. Tim and Rob are bunting.
Right, Tim and Rob, start outlining your complaint now. Off you go.
Hello, Doctor.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning. Morning. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, I mean, how would you put it?
Bit of trouble with the wind.
Yeah, we have. We have been suffering with wind.
We have. Yes. Yep.
And we've been very busy lately.
Is it tied in with your jobs, this complaint?
Yes.
I see. And the wind.
We've been feeling quite highly strung as well.
Yeah, don't lose heart.
Any change in colour or anything like that?
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. What
do you know, we went into an Irish pub the other day and the barman said, we don't want you hanging around here.
When noticed a nasty sort of red kind of rash sort of diagonally and the rest of me very cold, quite
white.
Blue.
Blue and a bit of white in between.
Yes.
Well, if you look closely,
Next week we'll be half price in Tesco's.
Well, I think...
We're flagging here.
I think possibly you are flags.
No, we're not.
I think you're bunting.
Yes, well done.
Absolutely spot on. OK, so it's your turn to be patients, Barry and Graham, and you've just been summoned into the surgery of Dr. Rob and Dr. Tim. The identity of your mystery medical condition is now going to be displayed to the audience. Well, here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Barry and Graham are judges on The Voice. Barry and Graham are judges on The Voice.
And off you go, Barry and Graham.
Well, we have complaints that are possibly related to a job that we've just started doing.
All right.
I've got whiplash. and he's going deaf.
Goodness. I'm going deaf, you know.
Yeah.
Do you work outdoors? Is this an outdoor
job? No, we work
job?
Indoors. We sit on these really comfy chairs, basically, and sort of
What did he ask then?
He said, do we work outdoors?
No, we sit on comfortable chairs indoors.
And you've developed whiplash from a chair.
Yeah. We sit there minding our own business, smiling at people and waving, and suddenly this chair whips round.
So
I cricked my neck.
Right. Yeah.
He's got whiplash, you know.
And then when we whipped round, This is where his problem starts, is these people shouting and screaming at us.
Yeah.
Terrible noise they made, and they've sent him deaf.
Tell him it was the people shouting and screaming.
I think I might know what they're suffering from, Dr. Tim.
I think so, too.
I think you might be working as judges on The Voice.
Well done. I told you they wouldn't get it.
Well, we move on now to a special version of Quote Unquote. Today we're playing Welsh Quote Unquote, which is similar to the English version, but with the vowels taken out. There's a long history of the English maligning the Welsh in prose and verse. This atrocious piece of writing dates from the 18th century. Taffy was a Welshman, Taffy was a thief. Taffy came to my house and stole a piece of beef. Oh, it really is indefensible. I've good mind to rewrite it. Who's taken my pen? Who's got my pen? He's got... Rob, have you taken my pen? OK, well, here are the first parts of some quotations uttered by Welsh celebrities, which I'll ask the teams to complete. And we'll start with you, Graham. This is a quote from Tom Jones.
Oh.
I always feel a bit guilty when Catherine Zeta-Jones talks to me, and I can't...
conceal the uproar in my trousers.
Can't converse with her in Welsh, Barry, here's a quote from Catherine Zeta-Jones. For marriage to be a success, every woman and every man should have their own...
husband and wife.
bathroom, in fact, it says. Tim, for you it's a quote from Shirley Bassey. I love Tom Jones because he's Welsh and stylish and because he gave me...
one.
Do you want more time to think about that one?
I'd just like to add, allegedly.
Well, she actually said it was these shoes. Rob, here's one for you. This is Catherine Jenkins. When you go for lunch with the Queen, you're trained to make sure that you're...
standing on the right side when you serve the main course.
Your table manners are up to par. Back to you, Graham, and a quote from Kerris Matthews. I've got nothing against pornography except all the...
hanging around between shots.
Says, in fact, except all the bad knickers. Barry, another one from Catherine Jenkins. When you are somewhere like Los Angeles, when you go out to dinner, you see everyone. My sister and I went for a meal and saw Rod Stewart and Kate Hudson at tables next to us. I waved to Rod. I would have gone to say hello, but he...
hid.
He was having a family dinner and I didn't want to interrupt. Tim, here's the Prince of Wales.
Oh.
What is wrong with people nowadays? Why do they all seem to think they're qualified to do things far above their capabilities? This is all a consequence of a child-centred education system which tells people without the natural ability that they can become...
king.
What he said was pop stars, high court judges or brilliant TV presenters. Rob, here's another one from you, from Catherine Zeta-Jones. In Wales, it's brilliant. I go to the pub and see everybody who I went to school with, and everybody goes, so what are you doing now? And I go, oh, I'm doing a film with Antonio Banderas and Anthony Hopkins. And they go...
off me.
In fact, it's, they go, oh, good, and that's it. Sort of depends how they say, oh, good, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, here's some for any of you that ever go out. This is Shirley Bassey who said this. I hate it when people come up to me when I'm...
standing at the urinal.
There's almost no respect.
When I'm eating. Here's a quote from Anthony Hopkins. I was lousy in school, a real screw-up, a moron. I was antisocial and didn't bother with the other kids, a really bad student. I didn't have any brains. I didn't know what I was doing there. That's why...
They asked me to stay on as a teacher.
It's why I became an actor.
If there are any teachers here, have a long, hard think.
Here's a quote from the Welsh celebrity Rob Brydon.
Oh.
Yeah. There is a certain darkness, a lyrical darkness, in the Welsh character, and that's very good for...
Private Eyes, Sood's Corner.
She said, you can tell us what you actually said.
I have no idea.
Yes, you said there's a certain darkness, a lyrical darkness in the Welsh character, and that's very good for becoming a teacher.
Did I? You're that's winning. Not really it. That was not what I really
said. No, it's a creating art, you actually said.
Did I? Yeah.
I can't blame you for forgetting. I mean, you talk so much bollocks. And finally, here's a quote from Sean Lloyd. With Lembit, it was very easy to be swept along on a wave of emotion. In love, he is totally over the top. He will tap dance in the rain for you. He's great with the big dramatic gestures. But the tap dancing starts to wear a bit thin when...
When the Rohypnol has worked its way through your system.
When you have to get down to the practicalities of life, is what she said. Well, it's music time again with Just a Minim. This is where the teams attempt to sing well-known songs without hesitation, deviation or repetition. So, Colin, when you're ready, you can go and have a cup of tea. Rob, you can start this one, and the song I'd like you to sing is Up, Up and Away.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Could you consider taking a trip upon my wondrous inflatable thing? We could float among the stars together, you and I, for we can fly.
And Barry has challenged you there, Rob, when you were just getting into your swing and we were all enjoying it so much that Barry has taken it upon himself to ruin it with... A challenge, Barry. What was it that you...
Too many ewes. He was ewing all over the place. Like a sheep farm.
Too many ewes in your song, I'm sorry to say. Barry being a pedantic old git in the middle of what you were doing so nicely that we were enjoying. But I am sad to say that he is correct. You had repeated the word ew too many times. And now, Barry, it's over to you. You have... 32 seconds yet to go.
Sorry.
Up, up and away.
Where are we, Col?
We can fly.
Well, we...
And hesitation.
Rob has challenged you there. I did detect a bit of hesitation there, and Rob was quick as a whippet onto the... Rob, who hasn't played the game much as the veterans around the table, but still... far quicker than anyone else tonight. And so it's back to you, Rob, with only 14 seconds left to go on the subject of Up, Up and Away.
High, high and away.
And Graham has challenged there. I'm not sure what happened to Rob there. He didn't have the professional composure that some of the players who've been playing the game that we love so much for so very long have. That, of course, comes with experience that he doesn't have, but the others do have, because they've played the game that we love so much for so long. Graham.
Yes.
What was the nature of your challenge?
It was either deviation from his right mind or repetition of high... For no apparent reason.
Repetition of high for no apparent reason. I'm afraid, Rob, yes, he is right. You did repeat it. You did repeat it, and you've made an ass of yourself on the radio. So with only 2 seconds left to go, it's back to Graham. Tim has come in there with...
hesitation.
You did... was it a slight hesitation there? In fairness to Graham, I think he was waiting for the piano to start. But the audience was so annoyed by your challenge that I am going to give you a point. But it is still with Graham with only 1 second left to go.
My gorgeous...
It's very nearly the end of the show, but not before we have not before we get patronised off the stage. It's very nearly the end of the show, but not before we have a round of Welsh Radio Times. Now, Samantha has to leave early as she's been invited on a tour of the countryside by some Welsh nobility. She's off to see Lord Carnarvon this evening, and she's going to Mount Snowdon tomorrow morning. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest programmes which might be listed in a special Welsh edition of the Radio Times. Graham, will you start, please?
Merthyr, she wrote.
Barry?
Sorry, I haven't a clue it.
Tim?
Dancing on Ice, Deadford.
Rob?
News at Tenby. Mock the Leak.
Strictly cum dancing.
CSI Mifanwi.
Miranda.
Racing from Chepstow.
Abba give any questions.
Brecon's Got Talent.
Di Claudius.
Ebervale Farm.
Landfire Pro Kingrits who goes and drop this Cantacilio Gogo going live.
A question of splot.
Barry Island discs.
Dr. Hugh versus the Harlicks.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the Olympic flame of eternity is extinguished by the windy gust of destiny and the gasfitter of fate demands 200 quid to come out on a bank holiday, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Swansea, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Barry Fryer, Graham Darden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.